Welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and
Kendra.
And today we have such an exciting guest. I was so fortunate to meet this amazing woman at a recent event, and I'm so excited to share her with you. Her name is Latrice De Luna, and she is a mom, a wife, and a realtor. And we're going to get into some details of how she got started. So
let's welcome her in. Hi, Latrice.
Hello, you guys. Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. We're so excited to dive right into all that you have to offer.
Yes. Yeah. When we were talking about guests, we're really picky about who we pick to come on the show. And I have only known you for like a month, but in that long time, you have inspired me so much. So I'm really happy to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Yes, of course. So I know you got busy schedule, so we're going to just jump right in this thing, okay? Because Latrice, she be closing deals, okay? She closing deals.
I just literally came from like 8 showings today. 8.
Wow. See? That's what we talk about. So can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background and everything?
Yeah. Latrice De Luna. I was born and raised in San Bernardino, small town in the Inland Empire. Left and never came back. I went to school at UCLA. And then after I graduated, I didn't know I was going to be doing real estate like how I do it now, but I did have my license. I did get my license while I was in college. I was working for a real estate company at the time. And I was just doing, I started off as a receptionist, and then their loan processor quit. And he was like, "Hey, you want to be the loan processor?" And I was like, "Sure, I'll do it." I was like, "I'm here." So I learned how to do the processing of loans. And then he was like an uncle, you know, like an uncle to me. So he was like, "You know what? Since you're in study mode, you should get your license." And I was like, "Yeah, I see your checks. I could do that." So I got my license. I studied, got my license within like 3 months. And then I was doing deals with him and doing loans while I was in college. But once I graduated college, like that wasn't what I wanted. You know, I was just like, all right, this will be a good side hustle. I went and worked for Prudential Financial as an advisor. And I was with Prudential for about 8 years before I became a stay-at-home mama. And yeah. And then I was a stay-at-home mom one day. I was like playing with my kid who didn't talk, couldn't walk, and just, I couldn't talk to no adults. And I was like, this is not my life. This is not for me. I'm just going to dabble in the real estate. I have my license still. At this point, I had my license, I don't know, maybe 10 years at that point. And I was like, I'm just going to sell some homes. And then like all the homies was like, hey, we want to buy a home. We need to sell our home. And I was like, okay. And that's really how I got started. It was really like, oh, honey, this will just be some vacation money. I'm not going to do this full time. And then I got pregnant with my son in 2018. And I was like, if I'm going to, like, I don't know if we could curse, but I don't have to do anything. So I was like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. And all my friends at that time were like LA, either LA because UCLA or in the Inland Empire. I'm driving back and forth. At that point, I have a 2-year-old. I'm like, I got to make my business here. So I took a training course with this lady. I paid a lot of money for this training course. I would never tell anyone to take this training course. I could do it for a lot cheaper. But I took a training course that taught me about video and just making your putting yourself on camera and YouTube. And Nicole, we talked about this, the whole YouTube thing. Yeah. And really, I was just like storing my videos on YouTube. I wasn't thinking like people were subscribing and like watching me. And then all of a sudden, like I started getting calls, and that's the end of that. Like literally my business in Orange County blew up after that.
Wow. That's so from YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I do like 60% of my business right now from YouTube.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so intriguing. Okay, so how does that work? So you're teaching about it, or like what are you doing on YouTube with that?
So I started by just recording homes, like literally. And I said, I was just storing it. I had nowhere to put it. I wasn't gonna put it on my computer. It took up a lot of space. So I was just storing it on YouTube. And then it turned into like purposefully like going out recording and like purposefully putting it on YouTube and trying mm-hmm. to make sure that the SEO is blah, 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 blah. And right. I got people that do that now, but like just mm-hmm. making sure that the information that I was putting out there was like mm-hmm. being presented to the masses. And so when people would call me, even today, like people will call me and they'll be like, hey, we saw your YouTube video on that community in Tustin, Levity. Mm-hmm. We'd love to live there. I'm like, oh, that community sold out 3 years ago. But how can I help you today? So that's the good thing about YouTube, though. It's like evergreen. It's always out there, no matter what.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
So like, amazing.
That was something that I was really hoping you shared on here, too. It's like you just decide to go with it one day. You put it on YouTube. And like she said, 60%. And like Latrice be closing deals. Okay.
That's amazing. And so I know you're big on Instagram too. So how has that dynamic like shifted or elevated between YouTube and Instagram? Because it's a lot more instant.
Yeah. So with Instagram, I go back and forth with Instagram because mm-hmm. yes, I've gotten deals from Instagram. I mean, and even TikTok, and I'm not even on TikTok like that, but I had someone call me, he's gonna get mad at me, but I had a client call me last year. He was country, south, like southern. He was like, my wife, is this Latrice? My wife found you on TikTok. And I was like, your wife found me on TikTok? Like, I'm not even on TikTok like that. So it must mm-hmm. have been Instagram. But I would say 60% of my business comes between YouTube and Instagram. We mm-hmm. haven't done the numbers yet. Far more come from YouTube. But, I mean, I got 2 leads over the weekend from Instagram. Someone who's moving to LA wants to buy like a duplex, triplex. And then another one, I don't know where she's from. I haven't been able to respond back yet. But yeah, I try not to put all my focus on Instagram because Instagram is really so instant. By the time you put information out there, people are already scrolling to the next thing. So I do my reels. Mm-hmm. But because it comes natural to me to just talk on the screen now, I'm just like, oh. Interest rates have done this today, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. This is what you should be doing. Listen to me or not. So like, I kind of treat it like either you're going to watch me or you're not, or you like me or you don't. And if you do like me, you're following me and you're getting the information.
Yeah. That's what I really love about your Instagram is I feel like every day you share something that's actually informative.
I try.
So I would love to know like what is maybe one of the biggest misconceptions about buying a home?
That it's hard, that mm-hmm. you need 20% of a down payment. I have so many people that are like, we're just not ready yet, Latrice. We don't have 20%. And I'm like, dude, we live in Orange County. Everybody ain't got $300,000 lying around, girl.
Right.
So exactly. I try to help people take it in bite-sized pieces, especially like first-time home buyers. I am dealing with a first-time home buyer right now. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's babysitting and hand-holding, whatever. And I don't mind doing that. But it's also educating because there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to real estate where people think, number one, they're going to find a perfect home. Oh, but it doesn't have this. We can put that in there. Like anything can be done to a home all day, every day. Does it fit your location? How are the bones of the house? Does it have the majority of what you're looking for? Okay, mm-hmm. then we good. Let's go ahead and put this offer in. And then they'll be like, oh, Latrice, like this person today, we went to go see 9 homes. And well, we scheduled for 9. We saw 8. The last mm-hmm. one, I was like, you don't really, now that I know, you don't want to see this home.
Right. And so
I ain't going to waste my time or yours. But right. like for her, you could tell like she went in there thinking like everything had to be perfect. Oh, it's in a fire hazard zone. I'm like, all of Orange County
is a fire hazard zone.
So you can't base unless you don't want to live in Orange County. And she was like, but it has a high fire hazard. I'm like, but it's a 4% chance of burning down in the next 30 years. Like, you're okay. So it's like educating people. Mm-hmm. That's what I constantly find myself doing, especially with first-time homebuyers, is like educating them because they think they know the process, but they don't. And so it's like, no, it's not as hard as you think. And number two, I do the majority of the work. And number three, no, you really only need 3%, 3.5%, 5% mm-hmm. of a down payment to get yourself mm-hmm. in a house. So let's get you in. Let's start building equity now.
Yeah. I mean, having a great realtor really makes all the difference. I remember my husband and I were buying our first home, and our realtor, she, like you said, she literally did everything. Like, she walked us through all of the steps and, like, literally held our hand and got it done. She advocated for us. So, you guys listening, if you're trying to buy a home in Orange County, hit her up, because having a good realtor, it just makes your process, like, so 10 times better.
Yes.
So, for the people who are, you know, looking to buy a home, what would you say are the first steps? Like, what should they start with, whether it's, like, getting their credit together, looking for their savings, whatever. Like, what are the first steps for that?
First, I tell people this. Make sure you have savings. Like, it's not even just about having, like, the down payment and the closing costs. Because people even don't need closing costs. I just thought I had to have the down payment. No, boo. You got to pay the people who are also, you know, putting the structuring the deal. You got to pay points on your loan. You got to pay the mortgage guy or your lender. You got to pay escrow. So start saving your coins, start getting your money together, because that's important. But also, not just that, because I have a financial background, like, I was an advisor, I was advising people what to do with their money. You need to have a savings. Like, you have to have an emergency fund. You can't just go and put all your money in a house. What if the roof caves in? What if the washer and dryer breaks down? Like, what are you going to do? So always have, like, a 6 month savings, just in case, just in case. 3 months, if you want to be like, Holly Trees, that's a lot of money. Okay, well, then 3 months. But then I will feel a lot more better as a real estate agent helping you buy a house, knowing that you're not putting every dime you own into that house, because we don't want to be house poor at the end of the day. So start with saving. The next thing is talk to an agent. An agent's going to get you to where you need to be, which is getting pre-qualified or pre-approved, making sure that if we're looking at a $1 million home, that you actually can go and buy a $1 million home based off of the lender, not me. People be like, Latrice, can you pre-approve me? I ain't a lender. I'm just the agent. But I will get you to a lender who can pre-approve you. So I think those are the two important steps, making sure you have the savings. And just to give people an idea of what the savings is, your down payment is going to run you from 3 to 5%. And you can go higher. The higher you go, the better your interest rate will be. But think about 3 to 5% closing costs. Think an additional 2% of the purchase price. So when you're doing that, you're like, oh, 2% of what? 3% of what? Of the purchase price you're looking at. So start to think about that as you're saving and putting money. And then always talk to a real estate agent. Don't go out there. I know Zillow and Redfin, they're amazing, right?
Redfin.
Right. And it can be a little scary sometimes, because you, like, you don't know who to trust. Yeah. And a lot of times we don't know how the process works. You're like, well, I have to pay this person all this money up front. And, you know, it doesn't always work that way. Like, so just having that initial conversation really can enlighten you so much and take all that weight off your shoulders. You thinking like, well, I have to down payment, closing costs, and I have to pay them. And no, it don't all work.
So let's correct that misconception.
Yes.
When you are buying a home, you do not pay me.
Yes.
99% of the time.
Right.
You do not pay me. The seller pays me. So my job is to go out there and advocate for you so you don't get, you know, everything wrong with the seller. Like, my job is to protect you as your as a buyer's agent. Now, when it comes to selling a home, the seller, you guys pay the commission. That just is what it is at the end of the day. And right now, commissions are about 5%. So you're paying the agent who's listing your home. And then you're also paying for the agent who's bringing a buyer to your home. And so some people don't know that, but a lot of buyers think, oh, wait, Latrice, well, what do I pay you? I'm like, well, if I did take money from you, goodness gracious, I'm making good money.
Right.
You don't pay me as the buying agent.
Right. And they gift you with stuff.
They do.
I had a client appreciation event last week. My clients brought me gifts and I was like, thank you. Oh my gosh.
That is something that honestly, like, stood out for me with you, is the way that you are a realtor. Like she said, she just had a whole party last weekend where she invited all of her clients and they partied, they had a good time.
Wow.
Like, even all the agents that you work with, you guys are always having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, you make it look enjoyable. Fun. You make it look fun. And that's probably, you know, another reason why you're really successful with it, because even when you post stuff, I'm like, wait, Latrice, you're telling me. She's like, probably tired of me by now. Like, wait. So, because she just posted something the other day and I was like, wait, So you're telling me. The government. Wait, what?
Right. It's so amazing because, you know, we're always consumed with so much information sometimes. Yeah. It goes over our head. So just to have, you know, the knowledge to know that someone's going to be there to kind of help you along the way. And like, even just getting those little snippets that you put out on Instagram is very helpful too.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, I saw on your Instagram the other day, you were kind of talking about some of the programs that are available. Can you kind of shed a little bit of light on that too? Because there's so many programs out there now, like how do you know which one is right for you?
You don't know until you talk to somebody, right?
Right.
So programs are based off of need. It's based off of income. It's based off of where you live. So talk to someone, especially first time. There's a ton of first time home buyer programs out there. Some of them have funds. Some of them don't. So it's a matter of talking with myself or the lender. I'm going to give you guidance to a lender who's going to know what they're talking about. But talking with the lender and saying, hey, you know, I'm a nurse. And then my lender would be like, oh, you're a nurse. There's a program out there for nurses right now. There's a program out there for teachers right now that helps them with down payment and closing costs. And right now, come tomorrow, which is the 27th, California is opening up a program called the Cal Half a Dream Home Program. And that program gives up to 20% worth of down payment to first-time home buyers. Also a misconception. First-time home buyer means you haven't bought a house in 3 years. It doesn't mean you've never, ever bought a house in your life. It just means you haven't bought a house in 3 years. That's what qualifies as a first-time home buyer.
I didn't know and that. So, yeah, I didn't know that either.
Okay.
So, we got an investment property over here.
It has to be your primary residence. It does have to be your primary residence. But the program says you have to have a minimum of 660 FICO. They will, I think your income has to be about 235. There's like, it's like 105% of the median income and blah, 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 blah. I think it comes out to like 235 for here in Orange County. And what's the other part? And they'll give you up to the 20%. And so it's a shared equity program, meaning they're not giving it to you for free, but it's a silent second. You don't pay anything back unless you sell your property or unless you refinance your property. And then you pay back the 20% or whatever it is that you borrowed.
That's a great deal because you're going to get that money back.
I think so. Because if you don't have the money anyway, well, get yourself in a house, build some equity. It doesn't have to be your forever house right now. I have to tell people this all the time. Stop trying to buy the mansion. You can't afford the mansion right now. Buy that condo. Build the
equity. And that condo is going to fund your mansion.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. Absolutely. I bought my first house at 24 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. All I knew is I had my real estate license and that house was cheap. It was a short sale and I was able to wheel and deal. I went and bought my house. That house, I call it my cash cow. That house brings me in so much money because I bought it for like nothing. It's in Riverside. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, upstairs, downstairs, gated community, nice house by UCR. Then that house funded my condo that I bought in Tustin. My Tustin, it was able to fund all kinds of stuff. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of things. The point is we use real estate to get us to the next step, wherever it is that we want to be.
Absolutely. Wow. So much good, great information.
Something that I also love that you do is you're not afraid to bring your kids with you. Like sometimes you'll be working and you'll be like, kids are with me today. Got to get it done.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you'd be willing to share kind of some of the tips of how you balance it, like how you balance your career with being a mom and how that works for you.
You know, I live by a calendar and some people don't do that. Some people don't like calendars, but that's how I function in my life. So like I have a full-time assistant and she's my right-hand woman. Without her, I would be nothing. Without her, I would get nothing done because she manages my calendar, but I have to be on the calendar because she needs to know where I'm going, what practices are that day, what day. So I am a single parent. I'm going through some trials and triumphs right now, but she needs to know when I'm going to have my kids, when I don't have my kids. And so I live, breathe and eat by calendar. And I'm in real estate, right? Everyone thinks real estate's so flexible and all you do is sell a house and you make money. And it's not that simple. Like I actually work. And so I love being able to bring my kids with me because sometimes number one, I just can't help it. I can't always get a babysitter for a 6 p.m. showing because my clients wanted to see it that day. I do want them to see it, but I'm also a mom, and motherhood comes first, and my clients know that. So I've gotten to the point now, I don't even ask my clients, like, you know, can I bring my kids? I show up with my kids. And I'm I don't mean, I'm not doing it like in a rude way, but I'm like, if you're expecting me to show you a house at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday, expect that my kids are going to be there. And they love them. And my kids, they know how to act most of the time. they act together and we go out there. And then my daughter, it's so cute because my daughter, she's six and she has her little iPad, and I'll go on and look at her iPad and she's like mimicking me. She'll be on there doing Instagram reels and TikToks about real estate. Or she'll be like, hey guys, this is Leilani DeLuna. I'm getting ready to show you this house. And I'm like,
I love it.
I love that. That's
so nice. It's good to show them work ethic, right? Like, moms, you get all this good stuff because mommy works really hard. And that's what I really want to drive home to them.
Yeah, I'm sure they're seeing that with them being able to come along and spark their interest. And, you know, they'll be knowledgeable when they grow up and want to buy a home and everything like that. So that's amazing.
That's so beautiful.
Yes. What else do we want to ask her?
Latrice, do you have anything else you want to add?
What else would I want to add? I mean, just people out there. It's a scary thing to buy a home, where it's a big deal. It is. And I don't want to take that away from anybody. It's a very big deal to buy a home. It's going to be essentially one of your largest assets. But make sure you have the right team in place. Don't be scared to just even approach that bridge, because you probably can afford much more than you think. At the end of the day, I tell people, renting, y'all worried about a 7% interest rate? You worried about a 6% interest rate? Well, you paying 100% interest when you're renting. 100%. Because none of that comes back to you. Mm-mm. So if you can afford the rents out there today, especially with how high rents are, you should consider buying a home. Because if you can afford that rent, you likely can afford a mortgage. And if you're paying rent, you're paying someone else's mortgage anyway. So go pay your own. Go pay your own mortgage. Get an investment property. Even if you don't need a property, think about an investment property. Because investment property brings you passive income. I just bought 3 properties last year, solely investment, passive income. Like,
I'll especially our people. That's what I'm looking to do right now. Like, so I'm gonna let you.
But like, especially our people, we have to do a better job of trying to create wealth. Create wealth that's gonna be passive, that we could pass on, that we don't have to work for and hustle for. And so that's my goal. My goal is to own as many doors as possible.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. I mean, we've learned so much. We know our listeners have learned so much. You guys, if you are in the market to buy a home and you need a realtor, make sure you guys hit her up. We're going to put all of her information in the description box. Yes. And we want you guys to reach out to her, because clearly she knows what she's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, thank you again so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And do we say we're going to put all your information below as well? So,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and just teaching us today. Because we got our notes together. Okay.
Yes.
I just dropped a little nuggets of information every now and then.
Yes, for sure. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Make sure you guys are subscribed on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Latrice's YouTube. We're going to have her information below, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.